with great expectations. So with what we've been working with forgiveness, we've got to realize that when you let go and forgive, there are great benefits to that. And the benefits we're going to talk about is physical and mental health, healing to our physical bodies and for our mental brain. Did you know our brains are mental? So let's take a look at Psalms 103. Psalms 103. I trust you have your Bibles. If not, we'll have it on the screen for you. And my translation has, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities," or sins. Verse 3, 103:3. So God likes to take care of everything. And that's why he uses the word all the time. "Who forgiveth all thine sins and iniquities." There's not a sin or an iniquity that will trump God taking care of it. But along with this, what's the next part of that verse? "Who healeth all," not some, "all thy diseases." And that forgiveness and healing really go hand in hand. And there's a great connection with this forgiveness and healing that we need to take advantage of in our life. Now, if you remember Jan Majera sharing the different words for forgiveness, the Hebrew and Aramaic words, and this one, anybody remember what this one is? Shalaka. Now, is she here? I'm glad she's not here to correct me on my pronunciation. But it's the one that means empty the debt to the extent there would be no consequences. So this is the kind of forgiveness that it just cleans out the debt, and it's like it expunges it. You know what that word means, expunge? It just takes it out as if it wasn't there. If it wasn't there. If that's true, and you have a thought in your mind of something that God has forgiven you, where do you think that came from? The Christ in you? No. From our enemy, probably. Our lazy man thinking. So we've got to realize that when that debt is done with, it's over with. You know, if you ever bought a car on payments and you, that last payment, you know, that debt is gone, how do you feel? Pretty good, huh? Great. And you don't even think about that anymore. Same thing we should have in our thinking when it comes to forgiveness. And it's like cleaning a wound. I think this was a good explanation of how forgiveness works. It's like cleaning a wound. And I'd like Mary Ruth, if she would come up here. I've asked her to be my model on this. Okay? Our beautiful Mary Ruth has a big wound, right? And it, how big, how swollen was that arm?
It was swollen as the size of a watermelon. Now it's the size of a plum.
There you go. So now she's dealing with the wound, and there was some infection involved.
Yeah, there was a little bit of infection, but the antibiotics is pushing all the infection out, so they don't have to do surgery. So
they're cleaning it out, see? So once it's cleaned out, it's not there anymore, right? And after all this heals up, what's left? A little scar, probably, right? A little scar. We all got scars all over, huh? But what do we do when we see those scars? I've got one on my eye right here that my brother, when I was 5 years old, we were fighting on the bed, and he pushed me, and the table right next to the bed, my eye went just like that. Thankfully, it was just that close to blinding me. I think there was an angel flying around pushing me off that table. But, you know, those scars we want to look at as victories of healing, right? Not like, oh, this happened to me and all this, you know, I bumped my knee and I got a scar here and, oh, I can't. It was such a horrible event. No, we're healed, right? So we look at that as a victory. And I was so blessed. Mary Ruth came out to Agape Now yesterday. And we had a great time praying for people and ministering to folks and stuff. And here she's out there with all these wounds and stuff, giving, serving, which I thought was great. You know, if I had a bad arm and all that stuff, I'd be home sitting on the bed watching football, letting it heal that way. But she's out there serving and giving. That's a good way to induce the healing on that stuff, huh? Thank you very much. Yeah. You know, if you have issues of bitterness and anger with people, you operate forgiveness. You clear it out. And you get rid of the scars in your mind about it, too. You don't try to remember, oh, I can't believe this person did this to me. No, it's done. It's over. It's forgiven. Don't think that anymore, right? We erase that out of our minds. And so we tear it up. We get rid of it. And when you think about how this works, forgiveness heals and delivers. It's one of the great, Joyce Meyer says this about forgiveness. She calls forgiveness the modern miracle of medicine. If you can forgive somebody for an event they did and then move on, don't go back to that, but move on. The problem is we keep going back to the event, don't we? You can't do that. Don't do that anymore, all right? Once it's taken care of, then walk with the healing and the deliverance you have. Now, this idea where forgiveness affects us physically and mentally, it heals us in those areas. A bunch of books. You know, you go on the internet and you check this out, forgiveness and healing. There's a gob of books, and I want to show you some of them right now, okay? So this first one, The Forgiveness Project, the startling discovery of how to overcome cancer, find health, and achieve peace. Interesting. Next one, The Power of Forgiveness, a guide to healing and whole. Oh, this is a different one. I'm sorry. This is a little different order. This is the heart healing, right? The Power of Forgiveness to Heal the Broken Heart. And this one is forgiveness. What's that say there? The Healing Power of Forgiveness. Next. Ah, this is the number two here. The Power of Forgiveness, a guide to healing and wholeness. So gobs of books out there. We got a couple more, I think, right? How to Forgive Yourself, the Healing Power of Making Peace with Yourself, Forgiving Yourself. And perhaps that's where we fall short the most. We don't forgive ourselves. We carry the burden of causing pain and hurting other people. We can be forgiven, right? And don't have to think about that. We can move on. And is there another one? This one is The Power of Radical Forgiveness. We need radical forgiveness. An experience of deep emotional and spiritual healing. So I think that's it. Is that it, guys? Yeah, that's a verse. We'll get to that one a little bit later, Ephesians. But on that first one, The Forgiveness Project, let me share this with you. At the Cancer Treatment Center in Philadelphia, the pastoral department conducted an educational forgiveness program for patients who self-identify with strong feelings of hatred and a need to forgive others, themselves, and even God. After 4 years of classes and research, including many forgiveness programs conducted on many patients, they reached this conclusion: that stress of unforgiveness negatively affects the immune system. Forgiveness, on the other hand, has immediate, wholesome effect and long-term benefits in strengthening the immune system and positively affecting the healing process. So boy, when we operate forgiveness, there's going to be some great healing and deliverance experienced in your mind and in your physical body. Now there's another book. I didn't have it on here on the slide, but it's the best book you can get. This thing is a master on this subject. And you know what it's called? The Bible. You knew that all along, didn't you? The Bible. God's Word. God knows how all this works, right? And He's got it covered in His Word. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. Let's see what we got here in God's Word a little bit here. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. I think we've got that slide on that one too. So here it says, I believe this is the NIV that I'm reading to you. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Man, do we not get involved with bitterness? You know, why you have bitterness is because you haven't forgiven. If you're upset and mad and angry and bitter on something, you got a forgiveness problem. And what's so neat, it's easy to take care of that, isn't it? To consciously say, Father, forgive me, because you're going off in crazy land here. Forgive me, and then forgive this situation. And then forget it. Move on. What does God do with the sins that you get taken care of? What's His way of handling your broken fellowship? Far as the east is from the west. And He remembers them no more. So why do we want to remember them? See? Oh, I got to read the Amplified. The Amplified has a neat translation here. This thing covers it in great detail, so I got to read this to you. Let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper, resentment, anger, animosity, and quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, and slander, we're not done yet, hold on, evil speaking, abusive, or blasphemous language be banished from you. With all malice, spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind, and become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ forgave you. So I think that covers it, doesn't it? Man, oh man. Well, there was another study done that I want to share with you about forgiveness and how it heals. Forgiveness is getting our own heart right before God. That's where it must begin, between us and the Lord. We should not go and talk to someone unless we have our heart right before God. You know, that's a good key here. What happens if you have an issue with somebody and you get mad and upset and everything else? We quickly run to that person and get into it with them, right? Who should we go to first if we have those bitter feelings, anger, upset? Go to God and have Him work in your heart so that you can minister in the situation rather than get back at somebody. Wouldn't that be pretty neat? So if somebody unloads on you, do you unload on them? No. Go to God. And how do you handle that situation? Forgiveness is a key to healing the broken spirit. Forgiving ourselves and others has a profound effect on our body. Research continues to show there is a link between the mind and the body, and that depression and stress can cause fatigue, whereas a positive attitude towards life can give us more energy. In 2015, an article entitled How Forgiveness Benefits Your Health, Forgiving Wrongdoers Can Expand Physical Fitness, a study done by Erasmus University and National University of Singapore concludes that holding a grudge not only weighs us down mentally, but also physically. And then it reminds me of Matthew 11:28-30. I'll read this to you, or you can follow along in your Bibles. Come to me. This is Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Wow, our burdens literally weigh us down. I've experienced this, and I am sure you have as well. When we are emotionally troubled, our body feels heavy, making it hard even to walk. We may feel like we can't get out of bed. Even the Mayo Clinic has found that forgiving others has great health benefits. Forgiving others reduces blood pressure, lessens depression and anxiety, strengthens our immune system, and helps our heart stay healthy. Interestingly, a study done by a researcher in the University of Nottingham in the United Kingdom concluded that the flu vaccine works better if the person is in a good mood when the vaccine is received. So, you know, when you go get your shots, have a big smile on your face instead of, ooh, that's wild. Being in a good mood helps lower cortisol, which suppresses the immune system. Medical science seems to confirm that Proverbs 17:22 is true. And I think you'll remember this verse. Happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Forgiveness opens us up to not only give love, but to receive love. When we understand that by receiving Christ in our hearts, we have been forgiven completely. We then are able to show mercy to ourselves and others. Our greatest example of forgiveness is Jesus Christ. Remember, he was on the cross? He had gone through horrendous beatings. It was horrible, right? They couldn't even recognize him as a human person on the cross. And they nailed him up there. And what was one of the last things he did? He went to the Father to forgive them. They know not what they do. Woo! That takes presence of mind, doesn't it? In a situation like that, my goodness. But what a loving example that is for us. That we can just change our mind in the situation, how we're going to respond to it. When I was in the Marine Corps, instead of shooting guns, I shot basketballs. I played half the time. I did shoot some guns, but half the time I played for the Marine Corps basketball team. And we would play other universities. In fact, this is wild. George was a great basketball player. He had a scholarship to San Diego State. And then, well, he ended up going to Grossmont. And we played Grossmont way back in 71 or 2. And he remembers playing the Marines. And they were really tough on us. It was a rough game. But as I remember, we won that game. That's wild that happened. We were in Las Vegas playing the University of Nevada at Las Vegas. We had no business playing this team. This team was way better than we were. But, you know, we're tough. We get in there. We're playing. And we're right in there. They're about 8-10 points. We're going back and forth. They're about 8-10 points ahead of us. So about 5 minutes left in the game, get my third foul. The referee, you know, they can't be perfect, so I get my third foul. 5 minutes. Let me tell the story here. 5 minutes to go. And I'm, you know, I didn't think this, but I wonder, here in Las Vegas, the spread on us should have been like 20 points, you know, to win the game. Nevada should. But so we're right in there, 8-10 points. I get a foul, third foul. So we go down, we score, come down. I'm guarding my guy, and he drives. I stand still, jumps up in front of me and shoots, and the referee calls a foul on me again. My fourth foul. Now, how many fouls do you get when you're out at five? And so, you know, I was so upset. This referee is trying to get me out of the game. I bet he's got a bet on the other team. And I'm livid. And now, most of you know me, I'm a pretty mild-mannered guy. But I was upset. So we go down. I got four fouls on me. We go down. We score. We're right in this game. And so the guy comes down, and I make sure I'm going to stay away from this guy, you know. He goes one way. He goes up to shoot, and instead of jumping up trying to block it, I just, you know, boop, foul on Linfeld. Oh, I was very, I didn't say anything. But I went down, sat on the bench, and I said, I'm going to talk to this referee after the game. I'm going to let him know how I feel. This guy stole the game from us. We were right in there. We could have caught up with him. Well, we lost the game by 15, 20 points. And the game finished. There he is. I'm going to go talk to that guy. So I go jogging over there, and I went up to the referee, and I went like this. Good game. And I went in. Thankfully, between the time I was going nuts in my mind, really upset with this guy, going to see him, I grabbed my mind and said, what is the benefit of exploding on this guy? So thankfully, I didn't. You know, and I felt good. I really felt great. We lost the game. I didn't feel good about that. But, you know, I felt good with myself. That I handled it a little more professionally and lovingly, too. We can change our minds, can't we? No matter we get attacked mentally like that, we can say, no, I'm going to be a believer. It's Christ in me. I want to have a Christ in me response to this situation. So as born-again believers, there is no reason for us not to forgive. You know, when we're hurting, we hurt ourselves if we don't forgive. So as sons of God, we need to be masters of forgiveness. Our big brother, Jesus Christ, was, wasn't he? Phenomenal. On the cross, what about the lady in adultery? That situation, he ends up forgiving her. Moving on. Wow. So we have a calling to hold forth and live the good news, God's word, right? We're the ones that are going to do it. We're going to walk with the love of God in our life. I'm thinking here with Paul, the Apostle Paul, what Jesus Christ called him to do. So in Acts 26:18. Acts 26:18. A couple more verses here. This is what Paul is explaining, what Jesus Christ told him, what his calling was. And it was to open the eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive what? Forgiveness of sins, and an inheritance among them which are sanctified, set apart by faith in me. So that's our lifestyle too, isn't it? We got to live that forgiveness lifestyle. We too are called to renew our minds and present ourselves as living sacrifices. We are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ, aren't we? So we want to act that way. We want to take care of each other. We want to realize that we are the masters at forgiving. And finally, in 1 John, we're going to close here. If we do have any issues in our life, we need to take care of them and get that forgiveness. We go to the Father right away. And in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, our broken fellowship, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to what? Cleanse! I think sometimes we forget to read that or be cognizant of what it's saying here. Oh, I've forgiven my sins. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God's working in us to clean up so that we don't have those negative thoughts all the time. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation or the payment for our sins. And not only for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. So we have the Lord Jesus Christ. So anytime we feel like we're doing something we shouldn't be doing, we can go and get it taken care of, right? And we should do that. We should think about that and get right with God. So let's bring deliverance to ourselves and to other fellow members of the family of God and even those that are not in the family. Let's exercise the forgiveness we have in Christ so that we can not only be delivered physically, but mentally as well. Okay? All right, got the message? All right, well, let's do it this week. So you got two things you're going to do this week. What are you going to do? Speak in tongues much. That was great, Barney. That's so neat how he does these fellowships, isn't it? He's phenomenal. And so I'm glad I come here because I get blessed. And I'm thankful to have the opportunity to share the word once in a while too. But just to sit here and be a part of the fellowships we do here, I think is really wonderful. I trust you see the value of what we do in our little family here as a fellowship of believers. So, all right, Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and grace in our lives and how you've handled this forgiveness issue, Father. We're so, so thankful, and that we can mentally be cleansed and have great whole thoughts about each other and see the Christ in each other, and that physically, Father, we can see your wholeness and be healed, Father. And I pray that if there's anybody in here that has some issues in their life or anything going on, that they take care of it. Get that forgiveness. Either forgive that person or themselves or whoever, and get it taken care of so that they can walk with great deliverance. So thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he made available that we can walk in him. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. So I guess we got some great refreshments. And okay.